WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
With first weather and a brand new weather month, Dan Zero.
That's right, and what a weekend to end the month of September. We're going to keep the nice weather going with generally warm temperatures for the week ahead. This morning, it's crisp and it's cool out there. Lots of 50s on the temperature map, more like 60s in urban areas and along the coast. We'll top out in the upper 70s to around 80 today, a little warmer than this weekend. Plenty of sunshine to start. It's going to be a very nice morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon, but it does look like we'll stay dry all day for your Monday. Tonight, because of increased humidity and increased cloud cover, it's not going to be as cool as the past few nights. Lows only dip into the mid-60s, with fog likely overnight as well. Tomorrow looks mostly cloudy. It'll be pretty warm and humid, highs in the lower 80s for your Tuesday, with a round of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow afternoon and evening, probably our best rain chance of the week, because Wednesday it's back to pleasant, dry, warm weather, highs back into the lower 80s. Under partly to mostly sunny skies, we may make a run for the mid-80s by Thursday. Right now, Cape May Courthouse is 61, Frenchtown 58, and Monroe 56.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02, where the new month brings some new taxes. If you notice an increase in the cost of a gallon of gas today, just over 4 cents of that is because of a hike in the state's gas tax. The 23-cent increase approved 2 years ago allows for yearly increases if the state's collections go down, and that could happen every year through 2026.
Assemblyman Jay Weber says the automatic tax increase is an outrage. He has proposed a bill that would require the legislature to directly approve future changes rather than run them through a formula that hinges on gas sales over the past year.
How come it always seems in New Jersey that it's heads, the tax takers win, and tails, the taxpayers lose? That's what this is. That's what they've set up, and it needs to stop. It needs to change.
That seems unlikely to be approved, given that the law was designed with the prospect for future increases in mind to ensure the state a guaranteed stream of money to help fund $2 billion a year in road, bridge, and transit capital projects. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The gas tax is not the only tax change happening today. Sales and hotel taxes are now applied to Airbnb rentals, a new tax in effect on e-cigarette liquid, and the state begins collecting taxes from all online retail purchases. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:03. Traffic in the news this hour. Now here's New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Still doing a little work on the Turnpike northbound. Truck lanes are closed. Interchange 8 up towards 13. Very quiet on the parkway. You're shut down with an accident cleanup in Brick on Van Ziel Road. Both ways over by White Pans Road. If you're on Route 80, that new traffic pattern westbound between exits 30 and 27. No big problems to report. Leaving New Jersey or coming back in with the bridges and tunnels. Report sponsored by Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. World-class cancer care is closer than you think at Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. You can learn more at cinj.org. That's New Jersey Fast Traffic. I'm Phil Kagan.
Dan Zero's commuter weather. Step outside. Temperatures comfortably cool in the 50s and 60s. It'll be a mostly sunny day today, but clouds will build later this afternoon with high temperatures in the upper 70s to around 80. Not as cool tonight. Warm and humid tomorrow. Scattered showers and thunderstorms could come in the afternoon. Still ahead on New Jersey's First News, we'll have the latest on President Trump's Supreme Court nominee. And what's really going on with the finances of your kids' youth football or baseball league? Well, stories in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07, as we begin a brand new month. It is the first day of October, and after a spectacular weekend, it is comfortably cool this morning. A lot of sunshine around to start, but clouds will build in this afternoon. It looks like some showers and thunderstorms could arrive by tomorrow afternoon. Dan will have more on the forecast coming up in minutes. A Yale University classmate of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is disputing Kavanaugh's characterization of his drinking while in college. Chad Luddington says in a statement, Kavanaugh was a frequent drinker and a heavy drinker. The FBI has begun investigating allegations of sexual misconduct by an intoxicated Kavanaugh in high school and college, allegations the judge denies. White House advisor Kellyanne Conway says she is the victim of sexual assault. She made the revelation on CNN as she was defending Kavanaugh. Host Jake Tapper seemed caught off guard, then noted Conway works for a man, President Trump, who has repeatedly been accused of sexual misconduct. Conway shot back, "Don't conflate that with this, and certainly don't conflate that with what happened to me." President Trump took some jabs at New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker and Booker's self-described Spartacus moment. Booker claimed he was defiantly violating Senate rules by leaking documents on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, even though they'd already been cleared for release by the committee. At a rally in West Virginia, Trump said of the Spartacus moment, Kirk Douglas did it better, and hammered Booker for running Newark into the ground when he was mayor there. What's really going on with the finances of your kid's Little League or Pop Warner team? With no shortage of reports on the misuse of these funds by league officials, one Jersey lawmaker says it's time to start shining a light on their books.
Legislation from Assemblyman Ron Dancer requires that nonprofit youth sports leagues maintain a website with financial statements, tax returns, meeting schedules, and minutes, and the leagues would also be required to have an audit performed annually.
That will go a long ways. That'll hit a home run to make sure that the money is going to the kids and the teams and not lining the pockets of embezzlers.
Dancer says temptation runs high when you keep the money hidden away in a dark corner. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 509. A South Jersey family devastated by the death of a loved one from a rare brain-eating amoeba. It's believed 29-year-old Fabrizio Stabile of Ventnor got the parasite from swimming in a wave pool at a Texas amusement park, and doctors discovered it too late. There was nothing they could do. Once the amoeba enters the body, the fatality rate, 98%. Do your kids get too much homework? Parents have been complaining about overload for years. And finally, some Garden State schools are starting to listen.
Wayne Township is the latest Jersey school district to announce plans for at least 3 homework-free wellness weekends during the school year. Janet Bamford of the State School Boards Association says an increasing number of districts are trying this idea.
The philosophy is to reduce stress on kids and to give kids and families more time to themselves.
She adds a growing number of Jersey schools are also focusing on assigning homework that reinforces lessons given in class instead of introducing new work that kids haven't seen before. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 510. Two New Jersey cities will feature prominently in the new Joker film. Crews began setting up this weekend in Jersey City. Scenes will also be shot in Newark later this month. Joaquin Phoenix stars as the Joker in the movie that is due for release next year. The end of an era in North Wildwood. Hundreds lined up to take one last ride on the iconic Flitzer roller coaster on Surfside Pier. For many, it was their first coaster. First manufactured in 1969, parts are no longer available for the Flitzer, and the owners say they have no choice but to shut it down for safety reasons. Before you can do your job at work, you've got to get to work. New research finds nearly 1 in 4 have actually left a job because they hate their commute.
Dora Onishak, Metro Market Manager for Robert Half in Woodbridge, says
younger workers are more often likely to leave the job because of the bad commute.
She says road construction and uncertain public transportation provides Jersey commuters with their share of problems. Onishak says certain jobs may be able to help with the commute, with telecommuting, for instance.
Communicate with your manager. Unless you ask, you don't know what's available or what flexibility they have.
Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The home of a supporter of Congressman Josh Gottheimer was hit with anti-Semitic graffiti for the second time in a week, making it one of two such incidents reported in the state this weekend. Hampton resident Anthony Stolarski found two vulgar messages spray-painted in front of his home. There were also reports of several swastikas found on a path in Lakewood on Saturday. Indonesia's disaster agency says the death toll from the massive quake and tsunami that hit the island of Sulawesi has increased to 844. Nearly 50,000 have been displaced by the disaster. Most of the dead were from the city of Palu, but much is unknown about other coastal towns that have yet to be properly assessed due to impassable roads, down power lines, and phone outages. Time of New Jersey's First News, 514, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, as we begin a new weather month, feels like fall this morning.
Yes, with temperatures mostly in the 50s across New Jersey, very similar to this weekend. And boy, what a weekend of weather. I think one of the top of the entire year with the beautiful sunshine. High temperatures were in the 70s. Things getting a little warmer as we begin the new month here. High temperatures today, upper 70s to around 80 degrees. We'll have sunshine and cool, crisp temperatures temperatures this morning. Clouds will increase this afternoon. Looks like we'll stay dry all day for your Monday, so can't complain too much. Tonight will not be as cool as the past few nights as humidity increases, as clouds increase. We'll see lows only dip into the mid-60s, some fog likely overnight too. And then tomorrow will be mostly cloudy, pretty warm and highs in the lower 80s. Our biggest rain chance for the week will also come tomorrow, starting in the afternoon, say around 3-4 o'clock at the earliest, and going through tomorrow evening. Could be a few strong thunderstorms in northwestern New Jersey. They should fizzle to just showers for most of the state. By Wednesday, it's back to pleasant dry weather with partly to mostly sunny skies, highs back in the lower 80s. We'll make a run for mid-80s on Thursday. Could be some showers Thursday night, and then cooler weather will return for Friday into the first weekend of October. New Jersey First News Time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, gas prices going up this morning, at least another 4 cents a gallon. That's how much the gas tax is going up. The state is looking to crack down on those who steal from youth sports leagues, allowing you to see all of the books of the kids' teams you play on. In sports, Jets, Giants, Eagles all lose. Boston blanks the Yankees 10-2. The Yankees and Oakland play the wild card, then the winner back to Boston. Philly beat Atlanta. Mets shut out the Marlins. Syndergaard gets his first shutout. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. Back to school after a beautiful weekend, and today looks pretty good too. Cool and crisp this morning, mostly in the 50s. We'll top out in the upper 70s to around 80 degrees this afternoon. Sun to start, clouds later on. We'll stay dry all day for your Monday. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 it is now on a Monday morning. It is the first day of October, and we have fall-like weather out this morning. Temperatures mostly in the 50s and 60s, comfortably cool, some sunshine to start. Clouds move in later, but the rain should hold off till maybe tomorrow afternoon. Dan will have more on that coming up in just a couple of minutes. The big automobile assembly lines of yesteryear are gone, but thousands of Jersey manufacturing companies do still make all kinds of things in the Garden State.
As we mark Jersey Manufacturing Day at the end of this week, John Kennedy of the State Manufacturing Extension Program says you might not realize it, but
manufacturing remains a key critical aspect of what we do here. If you include food and life sciences, there's 11,130 manufacturers in the state.
We also make many chemical, plastic, and rubber products, says Kennedy, as well as fabricated metal components, electronics, medical devices.
We get involved in a lot of things, but, you know, that's typical New Jersey, right?
David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 5:24. Governor Murphy will put forward an economic master plan today, a speech on the state's lagging economy. Murphy says the state needs to reverse downward trending wages and employment growth figures, as well as the poverty rate, and acknowledges the economy simply isn't growing enough. After a summer of input from a range of groups, Murphy's ready to propose ideas. Many will likely protect union workers who work for government and not address the crippling pension and benefit costs that consume a large share of the state budget. Money critics say could be used to stimulate economic growth. What's so great about the Garden State? Every week at this time, we profile some of the groups and individuals that make the Garden State a great place to live. It is one of the toughest things for a parent, explaining to a child the parent has a serious illness. And a Jersey mom is trying to make it easier.
For more than half a decade, Shannon Pulaski of Millstone has advocated for women to be proactive about their health after her mom was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and she was told she had a heightened family risk for ovarian and breast cancer. But how to broach that subject with young kids.
There was a need in the community for resources that allow you to communicate with your children about family health history.
So Pulaski has written a children's book, now available on Amazon, called Mom's Genes. And her blog, Proactive Genes, features resources and stories from parents, patients, and counselors aimed at making the conversation not only possible, but even fun, light, simple, and age-appropriate. Patrick Lavery, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A driver who plowed into a group of Boy Scouts walking along the shoulder of a road in Long Island, seriously injuring one of them, now charged with drunk driving. Police say 59-year-old Thomas Murphy veered off the road, hitting five Scouts. All remain hospitalized. One is critical. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 525. We have temperatures around the Garden State this morning that are mostly in the 50s, some 60s as well. It'll be a fall-like day today, mostly sunny and cool to start. Then clouds will build this afternoon, high temperatures, upper 70s to around 80. Not as cool tonight, warm and humid tomorrow, and some scattered showers and thunderstorms could move in the afternoon. Dan will have more on the week-ahead weather coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also coming up at 5:30. You'll be paying more for gas and some other things today. What taxes are going up and how much more you'll pay on the half hour. And we'll update business news next.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5. You could win $2,500 towards your broadcasting tuition.
I heard it all.
Jersey 101.5 presents the annual Eric Van Ness Scholarship Award. If you're a currently enrolled New Jersey college student, you could win $2,500 towards your broadcasting degree. For complete details on the Eric Van Ness Scholarship, go to nj1015.com and click on our contact page.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news this morning. What will the new week and the new month bring? It has been a roller coaster ride for Wall Street. Foreign markets have not been moving much this morning. And on Wall Street last week, the Dow, after setting some records, there was a little bit of sell-off. There is a new deal between the U.S. and Canada to keep them in a free trade agreement. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. Our news director is Annette Petrotoni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichaus at the editor's desk.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.